この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはカルチャーエピソードです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to A Culture's episode on Japan
Top 10. Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And this is Tassie.
And you, of course, are listening to Japan Top 10, and we have a beautiful cultures episode for you today. We are going to be exploring the wild, wild west of television programming known as game shows. So I hope you are all excited to get into that.
Yeah, I love Japanese game shows in general, so I think this is going to be a fun episode to talk about with Andy.
Yeah, no, me too. And honestly, I've watched way too many Japanese game shows for my own good, so hopefully
same.
I can bring the knowledge. But before we get too far into things, I would like to start off with a few announcements for some of our listeners. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts, reaching up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis. Of course, with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. For full details on how to get this great deal, you can check us out at jtop10.jp. to find out an advertising plan that will definitely suit your company's needs.
Our next announcement is we are currently looking for a new on-air host to volunteer and join our podcast. If you are interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music, culture, then this is a really, really good opportunity for you.
Yes, and you get to hang out with us.
Yes.
And without further ado, we have another appeal for Japanese indie music artists. If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That's nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song that you would like us to feature on the podcast.
And lastly, if you are enjoying our Cultures episode, remember you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor. Just started at $1. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and good music and fun. So if you are interested in that, please check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.
With that, we will get into the heat of our gaming episode. I shouldn't say gaming, our game show episode. but before we also dive too deep into that, I just wanted to, you know, extend the floor to Tassie, who might have a little bit of an announcement for everyone.
Today is actually going to be my last episode on this podcast. I've been on this podcast since 2020, I believe. So it's been almost like 3-4 years since being on this podcast. It's been such a fun adventure to be a part of. Actually, I got to meet great friends like Andy. Yeah, and also like Lydia, one of our old on-air hosts as well, along with Jack, the manager, too. I had a wonderful time meeting everyone on this podcast. For those who are interested in joining, I highly recommend it. It was a great time for me to like learn so many new skill sets that I never thought I would be able to achieve, such as like, you know, talking to on the microphone, yes, editing too at one point, making some of the scripts too, and having the pleasure of being a lead host at one point. I learned so much through this creative process, and I would like to say thank you again for letting me be part of your lives at one point. So yeah.
I should have opened the floor at the end. I'm going to cry. I'm just going to be bawling all the way through our episode.
Yeah, I had fun. So later on, I'll talk about like my highlights so far with the podcast. But I really highly recommend for those who are like been thinking of wanting to join something new and innovating something with your life in general. Like, I highly recommend it. So,
and I think I speak for all of us on staff as well as our listeners that we are going to be so sad to see you go. I mean, you bring such like a beautiful, warm energy to everything, and lots
Thank you.
Yeah, just lots of I don't know, lots of colorful commentary, and I feel like we really, at least in all the episodes that I was really lucky to be able to do with you, you know, we always had some crazy things to talk about, some connecting points of our kind of similar approach to culture and things growing up, you know, in the States and whatnot. So yeah, it was just very good time for us all to have you here. So enough with the sap. We will get into the meat and potatoes of our episode. And
let's go.
Yeah, without further ado, I'd like to just give a little brief background about some of the Japanese game shows. I mean, obviously, a lot of our listeners probably have encountered them in some facet, but they have actually, you know, been for a long time seen as very innovative and entertaining segments that were featured within popular variety shows in Japan. Shows like Sasuke, which inspired the U.S. reality series Ninja Warrior, and Takeshi's Castle, starring actor Beat Takeshi, have actually become cult classics over their obscene obstacle courses and things. And I know, or at least when I was growing up, Takeshi's Castle and Ninja Warrior were both featured on TV pretty, you know, regularly. Of course, they were reruns, but yeah, it's something that I think has, you know, captured the imagination of people around the world as the idea of a Japanese game show.
Yeah. Oh, I love those two shows. They were so much fun to watch. Even like the American serialization, they did dub over it, and the dubbing over it was so funny, and there was a lot of like ad libs most of the time. But like, even watching it like now as like someone who has studied the language for a couple years, it's equally as funny. So I highly recommend those shows.
Definitely.
Online platforms such as YouTube have enabled global audiences to enjoy these fun segments, with popular shows such as Nippon TV's Takara Sagashi Adventure, Nazoki Toki Battle Tore, the treasure hunting adventure puzzle battle Tore, in which celebrities are turned into mummies wrapped into bandages until their fellow contestants can correctly answer trivia questions, and Tetsuwan Dash, Mighty Dash, hosted by the idol group Tokyo, with its segment Sokuri Sweets, in which participants bite into objects like shoes and doorknobs without knowing beforehand whether they are about to chew the real thing or the lifelike treat.
Yeah, I feel like my Twitter feed has been, for the past couple years, and even before, like, has always just been, yeah, filled with random clips of like, oh my god, gosh, this is so wild. Look at this. The other one, I know, it's another like idol competition show, but it's like they have to blow like a cockroach into the mouth of the other person. Yeah, I can't remember what show that's from, but yeah, I just feel like they're these little bite-sized moments that get so popular, you know?
They're so random, but it's like great.
It really is.
Or like the one where there's like the boxes where they can't see what's inside the box and they have to touch something, yeah. Like a banana.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that is wild style every time. Oh my gosh, it just, yeah, it cracks me up. I mean, even a lot of memes get taken from Japanese game shows if we're just talking flat out.
Totally.
Like one of the OG memes, like dun 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 with the hamster and it turns around or whatever it is, and it like zooms in on the hamster's face. It's really serious. Yeah, but yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, that's from a Japanese game show. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's
actually.
So funny.
Yeah, needless to say, I think everyone is very in tune with what's going on Japanese TV screens, whether they know it or not. As we mentioned, the idol group Tokyo has, you know, their kind of television program, but a lot of other groups also do, including SMAP, with their show SMAP X SMAP or SMAP SMAP, or starred the idol group SMAP, and incorporated game segments alongside musical performances, celebrity interviews, while comedy duo Downtown, consisting of Hitoshi Matsumoto and Masatoshi Hamada, they also contributed to the game show genre with shows like Downtown no Gaki no Tsukai ya Arahende, which is famous for its absurd games and pranks. Another big standout, and I'm sure this will immediately poke into everyone's minds, is the Brain Wall, or No Kabe, which featured, obviously, the kind of Tetris blocks moving down a conveyor belt towards people, was hosted by comedy duo Tunnels, and featured the contestants, as I mentioned, kind of contorting to fit into the shapes.
Yeah, those are fun. There's so many gifs of that online for
It's so funny, and I'm sure we can get into it later on too, but it's funny that a lot of these have just been wholesale copied into, you know, American game shows as well.
Exactly.
Like Takeshi's Castle became Wipeout, and obviously we already mentioned Ninja Warrior. Mm-hmm. And we just took, I forget what it was called, but yeah, there was that whole game show out there that was just the same premise of the Tetris block moving towards you and you had to bend.
Yeah, the one thing that the Japanese does know what to do is like being so creative with like making their shows so entertaining, unlike other countries. But yeah, love it. Anyways, this episode we're going to be exploring catchy songs from Japanese variety shows celebrated for their entertaining game show segment. So without further ado, we're going to be introducing the first song of today, which is Musashi's Yagyu Gaiden.
We'll be right back.
Yagyu Gaiden was featured in the physical game show Sasuke when contestants clear a level of the game.
I don't know about you, but this like was an unlocked memory for me. I was like, oh my god, yeah, they really did play this every time.
They did. I was listening to this, and now that I think about it, I feel like so many people use this song for other purposes, right? It just feels like that.
It does feel like it.
But yeah, thank you so much for listening to little old me ramble with Andy, Lydia, and all these other people that I had the pleasure to work with in the past. And I wish you guys, you don't need luck, to be honest. You guys are doing great. But like you, I hope for more happy episodes together. And yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, you will always be a part of the J Top 10 family. And yeah. I'm sure you'll get called whenever we have a big anniversary. So
Exactly.
All right. Well, on that beautiful note, we will round out. And I have some exciting news for the rest of us sticking around here. We will be jamming out some punk rock with Fred and Luisa, who will bring you the latest May Artist of the Month on our next episode, and they will be featuring the band Special Thing. And we did that in one take without looking anything up. So yep. Enjoy that. And as always, we hope that you have a wonderful continuation of your spring and stay safe and happy listening.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Japan.